This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of the hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this Friday evening?
Well, we're recording on a Friday evening, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta tell you, Friday, as we all know, is pizza day.
At the cafeteria at school, yeah.
Yeah, I would say in cafeterias, schools nationwide, mostly Friday is pizza day, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this. Mm-hmm. I rarely got the pizza at school because it was bad.
Yeah, it was like toaster oven pizza.
Yeah, but like even worse.
Yeah, I mean, there was barely any cheese on it.
Yeah,
barely any sauce on it either.
And the bread was so hard.
Yeah.
The crust.
Yeah, a lot of times it was burnt.
Yeah.
A lot of times they burnt those pizzas.
Lunch ladies.
Come on.
Come on.
You're cooking 200 slices of pizza at once. Keep an eye on it. Don't let it burn.
It's all in one sheet.
Yeah. Idiots. Tim, I've long claimed that most lunch ladies are idiots.
We don't take very many stands on this show, but our number one stand we're taking.
Yeah.
Lunch ladies, you stink.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
You're bad cooks.
If you're in school, head down to the cafeteria tomorrow and tell that lunch lady to hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Just kidding. They replaced them all.
With what?
With like
vending machines?
No, young, healthy people that will give you fruits and vegetables.
Young, healthy people instead of lunch ladies?
Yeah.
So just like people in good shape, they're like, here's a banana.
Yeah. Some of them are ladies. Some of them are men.
Huh. Lunch men.
Lunchmen.
John Lunchman. Nice to meet you.
Tom, but also, I would say many people have pizza for dinner on Fridays.
Why would you say that? What evidence do you have to point to this?
Me, growing up.
Yeah.
In my household, like, you know, it's Friday night, you know.
Friday night's all right for fighting and pizza.
Exactly. And my family did eat a lot of pizza and did a lot of vicious fighting on Friday nights.
Yeah, well, once you're all fueled up by the pizza.
Yeah, we just go at it. But, you know, the physical and emotional. And
yeah, just saying real hurtful shit.
Yeah.
While pulling hair, scratching, biting.
All of this is to say, Tom, I had some pizza today.
You had pizza yesterday, too.
Yeah, guess what? I had so much pizza this week.
Your wife's out of town.
Yeah,
that's
my head's going to turn into a pizza. My head's going to turn into a calzone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had pizza. Tom, get this. I had pizza on my way here. I had.
Oh, thanks for bringing some for me.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I had pizza for dinner last night with you.
Yeah.
We were out on the town with some folks. I had a slice of pizza, a dollar slice for lunch yesterday.
Wow.
And then two nights ago, we were working on something else. You brought a whole Little Caesars pie for me that I ate.
It wasn't a whole pie.
It
was a large personal pie.
Yeah, that's a whole pie, Tom.
I think that was the first time I ever had Little Caesars.
What'd you
think?
Pizza.
It was good. It tasted just like Domino's or Pizza Hut, in my opinion.
Exactly. Except guess what? They give back to the community.
How so?
The CEO or founder, or maybe it's one and the same.
Julius Caesar.
Gives to a lot of charities and also paid Rosa Parks rent until she passed away.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You bet you didn't know that.
No. Well, I'm glad to have helped contribute to that company by buying myself
Good man, Tom.
Yeah, what the hell? I bought you a pizza this week and you didn't bring me a pizza.
Tom, you bought me a pizza. You didn't ask if I wanted it.
Yeah.
You just showed up. You showed up.
So sorry that I just showed up in your apartment with a pizza.
I think you wanted me not to eat that pizza. I think you wanted me to be like, no thanks, I already ate. So you could be like, well, I guess I'll eat it for myself. Because that because you also brought over two sodas. And I really think your game plan was, well, Tim's not going to drink one of these sodas. I'll drink them both.
No.
Because I saw your face drop when I was like, I guess I'll have that one.
No. Not true.
Don't lie to me.
A, the sodas came for free with the pizza. Or else I wouldn't have gotten you a soda.
Or a pizza.
No, I got you a pizza because I was a nice boy.
Well, you're a very nice boy, Tim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I want pizza. Now just thinking about pizza.
I can't have any more pizza. So a humiliating thing. I went like right around the corner from you too, Tom. a place that I know you love. It's a good place.
Now that, yeah.
But it's a pizza joint, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a confusing door.
It does have a confusing door, but it's nice because in the spring and summer, they like open up all the doors. There's like just 100 doors.
Yeah. But
or
guess
what?
What
would you call that? Like windows?
Dwindows.
Floor to ceiling windows that they can open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doors.
And when it's all open, the place is like it's like an open air cafe in there.
Yeah, it's just like you're back in France eating all those pizzas.
Yeah, the place famous for pizza.
Yeah,
France.
There was I couldn't feel like I pushed, then I pulled,
mm-hmm.
and that door didn't open.
Did you try sliding?
And so I pushed another door, mm-hmm. and that didn't open. Then I pulled that door and it opened. But what it means is I was out there like fumbling around. I opened the door. Who's looking at me? Some baby in a high chair saw my problems opening the door, was laughing at me. A baby was laughing at me, and it caught me so off guard, and I was so insecure that I gave the baby this like look of like, yeah, what are you gonna do, you know, life, huh? And it's like I'm explaining myself to this baby like, you're right, baby, I am kind of an idiot.
It's better. I thought you were gonna say that you're like, you shut up, baby, what
no,
are you laughing at?
No, I was just like, I was the baby really shamed me. So yeah,
you got baby shamed.
Yeah, so I had to eat my pizza with that baby every so often looking over at me and being like, look at this idiot. Look at this man.
You had to eat it there because you couldn't bring it to my apartment because I would have been like, where's my pizza?
Yeah, I would have been like, I didn't want to get you one.
In my house growing up, Tuesday was pizza night.
What the hell?
Yeah. Well, that was the night.
Tom, what? Tuesday's taco day.
No, Tuesdays were when my mom would work late, so she would often like bring a pizza home.
Hey, Mrs. R, pass a slice over here is what I would say if I was there.
I don't think, what do we have on Fridays? I don't know if there was a designated Friday thing.
Friday was always either pizza or, you know, if we wanted to drive through the Mickey D's.
Yeah. Yeah, Tuesday was like usually like pizza or Chinese, but then occasionally like Wendy's or something like that.
Yeah.
If my parents had really had it with me and my brother and just didn't want any more shit. Be like, all right, fine, we'll go to a McDonald's or whatever.
Were you and your brother terrible? I could see the two of you teaming up and being terrible.
No, we fought with each other more than anything.
Me and my brother, we were rule followers. We just followed all the rules. We never fought with each other.
I saw a man on the street today that looked like your brother.
Really?
I don't think it was him.
I don't know.
Although he gave me like a smile like it was him.
If my brother's in New York right now and didn't look me up, I'll be pretty pissed.
Yeah, he has to look you up. Now, I wonder what happened to Tim.
Oh, we haven't spoken in years. But I'm pretty sure he knows I live in New York.
He knows you live
in
New York.
Yeah, see, we never fought as kids, and then we had a vicious falling out. One of the Friday night pizza fight.
Yeah, I guess when you say you follow the rules were fighting.
Yeah, well, I'm not really allowed to say that due to the first and second rules.
Oh, I see. I thought you were worried that you're frequently worried that Child Protective Services are going to take you away.
Yeah, I am. And I think that's a valid fear, Tom.
No, it's not a valid fear, Tim. You're a man in your mid-30s. They're not going to take you away now.
Yeah, but like I live with my parents.
Yeah, but they can't, you know, that's neither here nor there. First off, that's weird. You should go live with your wife.
You know, when I'm ready, right. I'll leave the nest. That's what I tell my parents each and every day.
Yeah.
I'm working on my own schedule here.
I don't know. And like, you know, parents are getting old, Tim. You know, I don't know if you should be fighting them every Friday.
Look, they set the rules.
You know, now that you're a man, you have an adult body.
Yeah, but they don't feed me much protein. they keep me weak.
They keep you all pumped up with pizza.
Yeah.
Slow and lethargic.
Exactly. It's not just Friday night for pizza. It's every night.
Well, that's what it sounds like. You had four pizza meals this week, and it's only Friday?
It's only Friday. That means there's one more day.
No, there are two more days.
What? No, the week starts on a Sunday.
Oh, come on. We're not talking about calendar weeks here.
What are we talking about? Work weeks?
Yeah, work week.
Neither of us work.
Monday, Tim, we both work. You go to an office. You do work.
No, I just tell my parents that. Otherwise, they'll definitely kick me out.
Well, then why do they think you need to live there?
What do you mean?
I assume they think it's like a financial reason.
No. I just told them I'm just not ready.
Right.
Not ready to be out there in the big city.
Well, it's still, you know, just not an option that Child Protective Services is going to take you away. They only take away children. You're not a child.
I know. Tell that to my parents. They've been calling CPS.
Oh, they've been calling.
Yeah.
Trying to report themselves as bad parents to get you taken away. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Have we talked about dollar slices?
No, well, probably. Yeah. I mean, God, we must have talked about everything.
When I was a kid, this pizza that we would get had a lot of oregano or oregano on it. And as a kid, I hated that. Nowadays, I would like to have this pizza again.
Too much oregano ruins the stew, is what they say.
Not if it's oregano stew.
Well, still, too much of a good thing.
It was like baked into the pizza. It was better that way.
Really?
Maybe I'll bring
this dollar slice you're talking about?
No, this was like a regular
old
fashioned.
Then why did you ask me about dollar? What pizza are you talking? You asked, have we talked about dollar slices?
No.
And then I said, maybe, or I said something hilarious. And then you said, well, this pizza had, what pizza were you referring
now
to?
Now I'm
just
telling
some
you
random
about the pizza that we would get a lot of times when I was a kid.
Oh, well, why don't you ask your mom to pick it up?
No, they're not around anymore, Tim. They went out of business.
Oh, jeez.
Too much oregano. Tim, this week, this is almost like a part two, a sequel.
Yeah.
If you will.
An epilogue.
Yeah, because we've done this as a topic before, but it's back in the news.
Back in the news for tragic reasons.
Toys R Us, where a kid can be a kid.
That's Chuck E. Cheese's, Tom. We discussed this.
What was Toys R Us then? I don't want to grow up.
I don't want.
Yeah, but that's like a song.
Up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
But then they have like a saying.
Where a kid could be a kid.
No. Toys R Us is going out of business.
Yeah, that's true.
For real this time.
For real. That giraffe, they've cut him off at the neck.
What?
They've killed the giraffe, Jeffrey.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Poachers.
Poachers
don't want giraffes, right?
Yeah, poachers want giraffes.
For
they kill
what?
Giraffes. For a giraffe to
meat?
You can eat giraffe. I think most poachers don't like really go for the meat. It's the trophy.
No, poachers want to sell something, right? Like they poach animals.
Yeah, but they can
like
still sell like, you know, the head and be like,
really?
Here, put this up on your wall.
No.
Yeah.
I've never seen a giraffe's head anywhere except at Toys R Us in the sign. Do they sell a
the whole
giraffe
neck and everything too?
Well, no, those signs, you know, when it would say Toys R Us, and then you'd see Jeffrey the giraffe's head?
Yeah, no, a lot of times that was a real giraffe head.
Wow.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Man, maybe we can see, maybe poaching will go way down.
Yeah, now that the demand for giraffe heads will be going down.
Yeah.
They're going out of business, Tim. It's like a, I didn't think this would happen unless we wound up in some children of men situation where there were no more children.
Yeah.
But nowadays there's...
But nowadays everything's a toy. Kids can get toys everywhere.
Like where?
I don't know. Where do you get your toys?
The internet, mostly.
Yeah, kids will get their toys from the internet.
Yeah, but a lot of the toys that I have, I don't play with first to see if I like them. And as a result, sometimes I end up with toys I don't even like.
Real talk, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
How often did you go to a Toys R Us as a child?
I mean, in my mind, it was like twice a year. But that's because, like, anytime I wasn't at Toys R Us, I wanted to be at Toys R Us.
Right.
Like, not, I could have been brought there every day and it wouldn't have been enough.
Right. So, twice a year?
You know what? I don't know. That's a very good question because, like, looking back, when I was a kid, if I were a parent, why would I ever bring my kid to Toys R Us?
I was there maybe five times as a in my life.
In your life?
Yeah. And guess what?
It's Child Protective Services should have taken you away.
No, like. I do not even remember, like, enjoying myself any of those times.
Why
because
not?
It was just a bunch of toys in boxes, and most of the toys didn't appeal to me.
Most of the toys didn't appeal to you?
Yeah.
What were you looking for?
I don't know.
Like, some stupid old, like, wooden trains or
no,
whatever?
No, when you're a kid, you know, toys are overrated.
No, toys are not overrated.
Yeah, I think everybody, if you ask an average kid... If you go up to a kid on the street, Tom, and I know you're not allowed to, but I guess none of us are allowed to approach no. children on the street. None of us grown
yes,
folk.
Without children of their
if
own.
If you're a kid listening, go talk to other kids. It's the only way you'll make friends.
Yes. That's a nice message, Tim.
But grown men listening, stay away from kids.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh,
you're warning pedophiles to stay away from kids.
Yeah, as always. Even adult non-pedophiles, probably not a good idea unless the kid's like related to you. Don't talk to him.
Yeah.
But unless you're doing a research study like the one I'm about to propose, ask them like, hey, how do you feel about toys? They'll be like, eh, they're all right, I guess. They'd much rather watch TV.
Do you want to make sure that's recording? It is.
Like, I don't know. Maybe you're different because you're in your 30s and you have a lot of toys.
A lot of these are collectibles, Tim. I don't even play with them. I just admire them.
Yeah, but not all of them. But, like, I don't know. I always got bored playing with toys, like action figures and stuff, to be like...
Well, you have no imagination.
No, I had imagination. I didn't need the fucking toys, is what I'm saying.
So what did you do? These shadow puppets?
No, I pretended to be one of the characters.
In what way? Running around?
Yeah.
Running around hollering?
Yeah. And my friends would be the other characters.
I never liked doing that when I was a kid.
Why?
Like playing like a TV show or something.
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh, we're the Ninja Turtles. You know, it was always like a, you know, a lot of arguing over who would be who.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people would come up with,
I feel like,
like
I was always the one where it'd be like, no, I'll be the cameraman for April O'Neil. Like, they'd be like, okay, like, nobody's claimed Michelangelo yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I feel like sometimes there were just like weird rules kids would make up where they would be like, well, this time there's two Michelangelos, so like they could also be Michelangelo.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes if you could,
and
if you could
kids,
justify it, Tom.
These kids did not have the quips.
That's true, but like that's always when you're playing with like action figures or that's why I preferred original series or original like I remember distinctly like 7 years old, me and a friend like playing like a cop show, but like we were developing the cop show as we went along. It'd be like, yeah, no, and I've been on the force and you're the rookie. And it'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we're on our way to the crime scene. There's been a robbery.
So, I mean, still pretty derivative.
Yeah, but we were seven, Tom.
Yeah.
You were just like, I get to be Shredder.
I would just smash the toys together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still kind of bitter about
a lot of things.
A lot of things. But the number one on the list is I want a lot of Foot Clan action figures, but I only had one. Which, understandably, my parents were like, no, we're not going to buy you more of the same guy. I was like, yeah, but there's not like one Foot Clan guy. There's like a dozen of
them.
Mom,
you idiot. Listen up.
Yeah. I'm like, what am I going to do? Have all four Ninja Turtles fight against one Foot Clan guy? That's not a fair fight.
Maybe.
Yeah,
why didn't you just pretend that one Foot Clan guy had the power of 100? Like he went to they went to one of those machines where it turns 100 men into one man. Is there is that
a machine? It's not even like a machine in cartoons.
Yeah, really. Well, it could be, right? What if that is a metaphor for how 100 voices all morph into one stronger voice, right?
I think it would be easier to explain to kids like we gave him, you know, like a super soldier serum, and now he's more powerful rather than we turned 100 men into one man.
Why?
What happened to all their consciousnesses?
It all fused.
Oh, now it's...
He's like hundreds of years of memories. Yeah. Well, he knows what happened.
Right, but still, he's got all these competing voices in his
head. Yeah, the smartest one takes over, and it's like, hey, I'm in charge.
Tim, I think we're creating a show for us to play as.
This is great.
Yeah, I don't know why. I distinctly remember one time my mom brought me to Toys R Us and was like, you can buy any Game Boy game you want. And I thought my parents were getting divorced because it was just like such a out of the blue, like wait. And I got...
What's the catch? Why are you being nice?
You know what game I got? Freaking Pipe Dreams.
Oh, Pipe Dreams was a cool game.
Yeah, but like...
For the Game Boy, that was like a pretty sweet game. That was where you had to like connect pipes.
You had to connect pipes and then turn the water on, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much you could do or see on that Game Boy screen.
Yeah, that's true.
If you had Mario, like that was the one like... kind of adventure game or side schooler or whatever that they like did well. The rest of them didn't really work that well, or you can really see what was going on.
Yeah, it was hard to kind of make out.
It's like Tetris, Dr. Mario, Pipe Dream. That's the kind of stuff
I never had. Dr. Mario.
Oh, that's good. I was like, how are they going to do it on a black and white screen?
Yeah,
because the pills are different colors.
Mm-hmm.
They just shaded them differently. It was fine.
It's
very
fine.
Natural.
All made sense.
Yeah, I was like nervous. I was like, I don't know if you guys are going to be able to pull this off. Maybe I shouldn't ask my mom for this, but I did.
I do remember at Toys R Us they would have... We're going to get into why they're going out of business soon in the second half. you remember when you would like get a video game there, you'd have to get the little ticket, bring it.
Yeah.
You'd have to get a ticket.
I wasn't a video games kid, Tom, so
Dr.
rarely
Mario,
happened.
I didn't even have that.
Yeah, that was mostly my brother handled the video game business for us.
Yeah, no, I saw him today on the street. He was playing a game.
He was on
Boy.
His way to Funko Land.
Yeah, he had a bunch of games to trade in. You would get the ticket, you'd have to go pay for it, then you'd have to bring it to like this little room where a man or woman was behind a counter, and they had all the video games in there, which seemed like the coolest place to be. Except, I mean, yeah, they were all games sealed in boxes. They weren't playing.
See,
them.
And that's the whole thing about the whole freaking...
Toys R Us?
Toy store. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff that theoretically would be cool to play with, but it's all in shrink-wrapped boxes.
I just like looking at stuff sometimes, man. Don't you just like looking at things? Don't you like shopping?
I really 100% do not like shopping.
Well, you should learn to like shopping, especially toy shopping. You just go and look at the toys. It's fun.
Tom,
it's too late now.
Can I give an update on something?
Yes.
I might have mentioned this.
Is this a pizza update? Are you Tim, did you order more pizza while we were talking? I did order more pizza.
This is, I'm searching for a cheap new television.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the one out, but I'm afraid to go to Best Buy to get it.
Why? You think they're going to be like, well, you need the warranty.
Last time I went to Best Buy, I knew exactly what I wanted. I walked in, I picked it up, and brought it to the front of the... And, like, literally 16 Best Buy employees talked to me in, like, the 30-foot journey from the shelf to, like, hey, I'll ring you up. And it's like,
what were you buying?
I was buying a sound bar, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, you should get this more expensive thing. And I was just like, yeah, I did the research. It's like, this is why people buy online. This is why retail's dying.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault. It's not their fault, man. Look.
Well, I think they're on commission there. I think that's why
exactly.
We got a white whale here.
Right. So, like, I understand why it happened. It's not their fault. It's the system.
Yeah.
I don't hate the players.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the games.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
You were talking about buying a TV. Well, I need to order the TV, have it delivered to your home.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want them knowing where I live.
No, I don't want to. Whenever I see somebody gets like a large piece of electronics delivered and I like see it in the lobby or whatever, I'm always like, that person's a scumbag.
Damn, what a weird thing.
Yeah, I think anybody who buys like big pieces of technology is a scumbag.
Nobody thinks that, Tim. I have a mailroom that I have to go to pick stuff up. And like when I see a big TV, I go like, whoa, cool.
Yeah, but like, ben, I'm not trying to impress the likes of you, Tom.
It's like being in a toy store myself. It's like I'm shopping. Just looking around like, wow, look at this TV.
Yeah.
Can I open this? And usually they're like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd imagine that. And that's another reason why I don't want to have it delivered.
But I never look at it and think, what a scumbag.
Yeah, well, you and I are very different
people. How
people.
Big of a TV are we talking here?
40 inches.
Okay.
So that's not that big.
No. I mean, I was going to say, I have actually thought that. Like, one time I went to the mailroom and somebody had ordered, like, an 80-inch TV. And I did think, what a scumbag.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I know how big, like, all the apartments are in this complex. Like, they're all roughly the same size.
Yeah.
That is way too big. That's going to take up, like, that's going to overhang a wall and, like...
Yeah, and you're an idiot.
Over a doorway.
You can't get a couch far enough away from that thing that it won't feel like you're in some sort of, like, flashing light nightmare whenever you're just trying to watch, I don't know, Taxi?
Pornography.
What do people watch on TVs?
Taxi, old episodes of Taxi.
Watch, baby.
I, with that shed,
Judd Hirsch in 4DX. Wait, what is it? 4K.
4K.
Yeah, you ever see Judd Hirsch's?
They don't have the footage in 4K.
They shot Taxi in 4K. They were innovative.
Tim, don't start rumors about that kind of stuff. With that said, I think the next time I buy a TV, I'm going to get a grotesquely big TV.
Really? Yeah, of course you are. Scumbag. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
But
I had to do the going up show you the going
down. You gotta go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest, I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin, or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you.
You
don't want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/complete guide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/complete guide.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Toys R Us.
So Toys R Us, they're going out of business. They like did a weird like. There might be fraud, I think.
I mean, there's always fraud.
Yeah, but it was something like they refinanced a few years ago, and I think people were just like, "Oh, well, I'll bring that money to the Toys R Us store," and then they just took it.
Wait, what?
I'm not sure how fraud works, how corporate fraud works, but now they've got a GoFundMe campaign. They're trying to raise like $1 billion to save Toys R Us.
Who? Not Toys R Us.
It's like I think an investor in Toys R Us that is trying to buy it back or something.
Well, that seems like the last thing I'd want to give my money to.
Yeah.
Look, here's the thing, Tom. Real quick.
Yeah.
Everybody makes jokes. You know, there's a lot of jokes about Toys R Us because it's like a toy store and it's closing, right? I don't know. Like, it's like a whimsical thing. Like, people are like, I don't know. Like, a lot of people are losing their jobs.
Yeah.
And also, they paid out all the executives a lot of money, and then like everybody else is just getting like unceremoniously like, hey, your low wage job is just gone in a week.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to keep working here.
Yeah.
While the jackals come to tear this place limb from limb.
To liquidate all the inventory, and it's not what you think.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's just selling everything real cheap.
It's not liquefying it. You're confusing liquidating with liquefying again.
Yeah, which is a
horrifying process when it's done to a man.
Yeah, why would you liquefy a man unless you were going to combine that with the liquid from 100 other men and then re-personify it into a very strong man?
And how would you do it? Put it in the freezer or something?
I don't know. How would you liquefy a man, Tom?
In a man-shaped ice cube tray?
Yeah.
Yeah, it stinks. I always wonder about like working at a place that's doing like going out of business. Have you ever been to like a going out of business sale at a place?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, because everybody working there is losing their job and like especially does not want to be there, but you know, is probably in the process of trying to find another job. But in the meantime, they're like, well, you know, the only thing worse than not getting paid after next week is also not getting paid this week. So I've got to go in and do this.
Right. Yeah, it's a bad situation. I blame Bain Capital based on a tweet that I saw that said Bain Capital was responsible for all this.
Well, you can't trust Bain. He broke Batman's back.
I know.
I don't know why anybody even gave him a finance company.
This is a credit card.
Him and Mitt Romney. Oh, it's just Bain's credit card?
Yeah. Yeah. The full name is Bain's Capital One.
Oh, it's just a regular old Capital One credit card.
I mean, regular old or double the points. It's an adventure card.
Oh.
So for all travel expenses, Baines gets double the points, which could be redeemed in turn for more travel expenses.
Oh, so he's probably got like quite a racket going there.
Yeah, he's flying all over the place to all the different Toys R Us locations.
Right, just checking up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said I didn't have anything to say, Tim.
Cool.
You threw me off completely. Now I'm just thinking about Bane.
You got Bane on the brain.
Bane brain, baby. Yeah. Bane Capital stinks.
Yeah, I don't know that they had anything to do with this, but I saw a tweet, and who am I to call a tweet false, right? Somebody, there must have been some sort of verification process that before somebody could just tweet something false.
Of course.
Yeah.
Another sad element to this story, the founder of Toys R Us died yesterday.
I know. It's like how Charles Schulz died right at, like, when they published the last Peanuts strip.
And today is the day the liquidation sales started. So it's almost like, you know, he's like, forget, I'm checking out, man. I don't want to see this.
I mean,
maybe he thought. Maybe he also got liquidating and liquefying confused.
He's like, time to liquidate. And
he's
like,
you're not
going to
liquefy me.
Yeah, you know this.
He was very old. He was like 94.
Yeah,
so.
Old people can just choose when they want to die.
It's not true.
It pretty much is true. If you're super old, you could just be like, I'm bummed out. I'd like that. Yeah, and like you could just will your organs to stop working. Because your organs want to stop. Like, like to stay alive when you're that old, you have to be like, kidney, you still working? Like your brain has to be like, kidney, you're good?
With them all the time.
You have to consciously make your heart beat. Your heart won't just beat automatically. You have to think, beat.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Especially when you're very old.
Exactly.
And also by the time you're that old, you know your organs very well.
Yeah, you know which one, like, all right.
Which one you can talk into stopping.
All right, kidney. All right, liver.
Yeah.
Time to fail.
It stinks that he died. I didn't know this.
I was like, let's not laugh at this. People are losing their jobs. A man died. He was old. Anyway, that's sad, yeah.
I didn't know, but basically Toys R Us started as Babies R Us.
Bane R
No, it was not, did nothing to do with Bane. Babies. It started as a baby furniture store, which seems silly.
Why?
Just like, babies don't need couches and stuff.
No, they need cribs,
idiot. Oh, cribs, okay.
Yeah, they all sleep in cribs. I think a baby furniture store is the best racket. Is Babies R Us part of this or no? Kids R Us went a while ago.
Yeah, Kids R Us is gone.
That was a kids' clothing store, right?
That was a freaking scam.
Oh, man.
How many times were you tricked?
Oh, so many times.
Into like, we're going to go to Kids R Us. And at least, you know, me and you grew up in the same town. So they're the Toys R Us that we're both thinking in our mind's eye had a Babies or Kids R Us across the parking lot.
Yeah. They did some real sick, sicko stuff where they, Kids R Us started doing like gangbusters. And the sickos at the top were like, let's change some of these Toys R Us's into Kids R Us's.
I didn't know that.
And they were like, because they already owned the real estate. It was the same company.
Yeah.
And they're like, these things are doing way better. Mm-hmm. So they'd shut down a Toys R Us.
Probably mostly just better margins, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They were more profitable, Tom, let's just say.
Well, and a lot of times profit comes from margins.
Well, you're the expert in corporate fraud.
And Tim, I want to be clear, I'm saying margins, not margarines.
Well, thank you, because I thought you were saying margarine this whole
time.
Yeah,
I know, and
like,
I don't want you to embarrass yourself.
Hi, margarine.
I don't, you know, Tim, it would kill me to think about you going to the bank asking for a loan, saying that you found a high margarine business that you'd like to start.
Well, they'd be like, well, tell me more about this high margarine, because if I'm in Colorado or California, they're like, you're putting weed into butter.
Well, yeah, but that's not margarine. I don't think there is weed margarine.
Yeah, well, guess what?
They'd be health conscious.
And they were just
stoner.
Like, holy crap. Mm-hmm. Did they stop making margarine? They should.
I think more or less. I think they were like.
The 60s or 70s, right? Or when did they develop it? Where it's like, don't eat butter, put these chemicals.
Yeah, it's like a type of plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, we've melted down plastic and it kind of simulates butter.
We've liquefied it. Yeah. I think it was, the past like decade that they realized butter isn't as bad as everybody thought and that margarine's not only healthier, it's way worse for you.
Yeah.
Margarine's hard to find nowadays.
Anyway, they closed down a bunch of Toys R Us's, mm-hmm. made them into Kids R Us's, but the real unfortunate thing was they took all the toys out, put them in the parking lot, and invited all the kids there.
Wait, what are you talking about?
And they just smashed all the toys. No, they're like, we won't be needing these. We'll see you here in August, late August, to do your back to school outfit shopping.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, man, you invited us to the toy store for this?
Yeah, I was...
We're furious.
How'd they sent out invites?
Yeah, it's like they flyered the neighborhoods or whatever.
Oh, I will tell you that. That's a thing that I always enjoyed, the Toys R Us flyers that would come with the Sunday paper.
Yeah.
That was always nice to peruse.
Around Christmas, the freaking toy book that would come.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, see, to me, that was
You make a night out of that when that came.
Yeah, and that's way better than walking around some smelly store looking at the stuff in the boxes. You got pictures. You like something, you rip that out, you bring that back up to your room.
Wait, what? Why would you have to rip it out? Just take the whole book.
No!
Oh, your family was like, the toy book stays in the living room.
Yeah, it's right next to the Bible.
I swear to God, if I find any missing pieces... You little bastard, stick one of these pages up to your room.
Yeah.
Hell to pay. There will be even more fighting this Friday.
We'd rip out our favorite toys and our favorite psalms and verses from the Bible.
Or you would rip pages out of the Bible and sneak them up?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's what we did.
I remember, I don't know who at Toys R Us Corporate ever approved this, but I remember as a kid... watching a ghost show. Like when we were kids.
A ghost show?
Yeah. When we were kids, it's not like it is today where ghost shows are a dime a dozen.
What is a ghost show?
This is like maybe once a year they would put on a ghost show on TV.
Explain to me what a ghost show is.
They would be like, look, we think this place has ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to set up some like hidden cameras and stuff. So every once in a while, though, they would have a ghost show. They'd put on a ghost show. And they had this ghost show, and it was all about, not all about, but one of the segments was about a haunted Toys R Us.
What?
Yeah.
They were allowed to use the name Toys R Us and everything?
I feel like they weren't, but it was like very obvious that it was Toys R Us. Like, they showed the outside and blurred out the...
The giraffe's head.
They blurred out the giraffe's head, but it still had that like brown roof and like the multicolor stripes. It was like, oh, that's Toys R Us. Like, if that's not a Toys R Us, that place is going to get sued.
Why not George the giraffe?
Why not Jeffrey? You don't like the way Jeffrey's spelled with a G-E-O-F-F.
Yeah, what? Have you ever met a guy named Jeff?
Geoff?
Yeah, Geoff.
Yeah, I've met Geoffs.
Really?
Yeah. Not many. Not nearly as many.
Who? Name one that you've met.
Jeff.
Yeah, you make a good point. I think you're lying. I think you... I think you do this thing, Tom.
You think I'm lying?
I think you often lie about
Right now,
things.
There's people listening to this episode, Tim. They're named Geoff.
Yeah, that's fine. But I don't think you've ever met anyone named Jeff spelled that way.
I consider
you say things. You say weird lies.
Show somebody I've met.
You say weird lies that you think somehow make you sound like worldly or something.
No, I don't think it's impressive to say I've
no,
met.
No, no, no. But it's just like, oh yeah, no, I'm a well-rounded. Oh, I meet a lot of people. You don't meet anybody, Tom.
Yeah, I mean,
let Jeff's. Alone anyone named Jeff. It's spelled G-E-O-F-F.
You've never met a G-E-O-F-F?
No.
Christ, you should get out more.
I'd be in jail. I'd be in G-E-O-L for ripping out his heart.
I will say that Jeff...
I'd murder anybody I met named Jeffrey.
Jeffrey spelled G-E-O. I think it looks nice. It's not bad.
Yeah.
When it's shortened to Jeff, then it's like... Then it looks weird.
Yeah. Why don't they just call him Giraffe?
Because, you know, they want to give kids a little credit that they could understand that a giraffe has a name. And
so
that
not all giraffes have names, Tom.
And that sometimes giraffes' names are spelled funny. Yeah. I guess not all giraffes do have names. I never thought about that. I always think weird things about wild animals. It's like sometimes I get real upset at night thinking about animals being out in the woods.
Yeah, but they're fine.
Yeah, I know. Not all of them. Some are getting eaten.
Yeah, but that's the circle of life.
Put them all in zoos. That's what I say.
That's the only humane thing.
Protect them.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
They had a haunted Toys R Us, and they put up security cameras. Not security cameras. They already had security cameras. They put up ghost cameras. So they could see.
What's the difference between a ghost camera and a security
camera? A lot of times ghost cameras are infrared, which is not something that all security cameras spring for.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times you don't need infrared to see thieves, but you do often need it to see ghosts.
Right, because they're very
invisible.
Red.
No, Tim, you don't understand what infrared... You think infrared just means red.
Yeah, like very red, though.
But there was like a couple of balls getting knocked off.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Knocked off shelves and bouncing down the hall.
What was it, the wind? They
no,
finally discovered.
No, wind in Toys R Us, Tim.
What if you leave the window open?
Then somebody would come in and take all the toys.
I don't know.
There were no windows you could open in Toys R Us.
Look, some of them had a nice setup.
Yeah, they didn't have like house windows that you could open up.
Yeah, but you can always open a window somewhere.
Oh, says the man who had so much trouble opening one earlier today at the pizza place.
You and this baby.
Yeah.
Will never let me live this down.
And then there was like an apparition of a little girl.
So did a girl die in this?
I don't think so, but I mean, it makes you think.
Or maybe ghosts don't have to stay where they died, and this little girl was like, I want to go look at the toys.
Yeah, I mean, if I were a child ghost, that's where I'd want to be.
Yeah. Remember that one time the police chased a murderer into a Toys R Us and he died there and his soul went into a doll.
That's true.
And it became a murderous doll.
Yeah, a lot of people forget about that news story from a few decades back.
Yeah.
The first Toys R Us, I didn't know this either, is now where the bar Madam's Organ is in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
What is Madam's Organ?
It's in Adams Morgan, which is a neighborhood, and it's like a jazz bar.
Oh, a bunch of jazz cats there? A
bunch of jazz cats smoking jazz cigarettes. Ooh, yeah.
Like La La Land.
Yeah, it's like La La Land.
Yeah.
That's where the first Toys R Us was.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now it's a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made a lot of Toys R Us's into Kids R Us's.
Yeah.
And now what do you think they're going to turn most of them into?
Well,
probably vape shops, right? Really big vape shops.
Yeah, that would be too big of a vape shop, Tim.
Tom,
you don't need that much.
All the flavors. You have, judging by people that, stink up the streets of New York. There's like maple syrup, there's cotton candy, and they're not shy about... Is there something about vaping that makes 1,000 times more smoke than like somebody smoking a cigarette? Like, it looks like it's a rocket launching, and you have to walk through this like cotton candy scented.
Yeah, and then
thing,
you get a little hit of it yourself.
Yeah, it's awesome, man.
I mean, there's like competitive vaping.
Cool.
I think you can set the settings on the vapes. I think it's like the hotter it is, the more vapor it makes.
Gotcha.
And I think probably too, you can buy like certain mixes where you're like, you know what, man, I want like real big clouds.
Well, who does that when they're just walking down the street in a crowded city?
Yeah. If anything, I would think it would start to go the other way of like, especially since so many kids do it now, more discreet vape. Yeah.
Vapors, right in. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about? Just like, I would like to get a few vapors manifestos. And keep it to vaping. I don't want to know about your political views or what you got planned. Keep it to, what are you thinking when, like, what are you looking for in a vape?
Big clouds, boy.
Yeah, and also to tell me, what's your problem?
There still seems like there's more, like, even though you see a lot of people walking up and down the street vaping,
yeah,
it still seems like there's more vape shops than there need to be, right?
Yeah.
It seems like there could be, like, one vape shop in the city that could easily service everybody.
They're, like...
But there's, like, three on every street.
Yeah. There's no way there's a bubble. We should mention, Tom, your dog is being a very bad dog right now.
Yeah, she's being crazy. She's like chewing on cords now.
Yeah.
She's acting out, Tim.
She interrupted your story about the ghost TV show by just whining incessantly until you took her out.
I didn't think about it, but she might have been scared.
Of ghosts.
Well, I hope she's afraid of ghosts because she's the only thing protecting me from ghosts most of the time. Some of these places, some of the old buildings might get bought by KB. Now KB Toys is making a comeback.
KB, the toy store for scumbags.
They have a Twitter account. And let me read you some of their tweets. Their first tweet. It's just...
Is this an official KB
account? It's real KB Toys.
Is it verified?
It's not verified.
So, Tom, are you just going to read some comedian's art piece?
No, it's not a comedian.
Here?
It's not an art piece, Tim. This was linked from an article.
Where? From what article?
I don't know, man. From one of the big papers.
I mean, I guess if it's in a tweet, it can't be a lie.
The first tweet is just KB Toys exclusive. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just like that doesn't tell you anything. KB Toys exclusive.
But who cares? You can start ragging on brands not being funny enough on Twitter.
That's
how you get a Wendy's situation where like an entire brand becomes a heel.
There are a lot of empty buildings just sitting there. A few of them are ones we previously operated in. It will be nice to go back home to some of them.
Wait, what? Say that one more time.
There are a lot of empty buildings just sitting there. A few of them are the ones we previously operated in. It will be nice to go back home to some of them.
They're not going to expand.
A monthly subscription box would be pretty cool, right? Call it the KB box. Fill it with a bunch of 90s toys and other cool stuff. We have tons of ideas rolling.
Did you write back like, yes, please?
Yeah, I want it. Our goal to make toys fun again. Who's with us?
If you ask me, toys were never really that fun.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think there was like.
But you were a kid ripping Bible verses out of the Bible just to sneak them upstairs and read them in your own time.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading them. That's what I was doing.
Tim, were you performing some kind of rituals?
No. I don't know, Tom. Like, is it like in the last decade, all the kids have noticed toys have gotten a lot less fun?
Yeah, no, toys are funner than ever. They connect to phones and stuff.
Yeah, you know what? They don't sell GAC anymore.
So you think maybe that's what KB Toys is...
They're alluding to maybe a return of GAC.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the GAC.
What would you do to fix Toys R Us? I'll tell you what I would do.
You don't care if I have an answer.
Well,
at all,
you know what, Tim? I thought that's an unfair question to spring on him.
Thank you.
You know, maybe I'll give him a little time to think. I'll tell him my idea.
Thank you, Tom.
Make it for adults and not and don't let kids in. And put a bar in there. And maybe like a vape bar, too.
Why? What toys would they sell?
Still the same old toys.
What about, like, but like, there's a lot of like, it's not the same old toys. There's a lot of like, SpongeBob Square. There's like stuff from
is
like
that the newest thing you can think of.
Yeah, you want to know why, Tom? Because I'm a fucking 35-year-old man, and
well, maybe you should go to Toys R Us and educate yourself before they close up.
This is like, everybody's crapping all over this Ready Player One movie coming out. It's a kids' movie. Just let it be a kids' movie. It's fine.
I don't think it is a kids' movie.
It's not.
No, it's meant to be nostalgic.
Oh, then screw it.
Do you want to solve a problem?
Whose problem? Your problem? That was your whole idea for Toys R Us?
Yeah, put a bar in there. Put a bar in there. Don't let kids in. And let us open up the toys, for goodness sake.
All right, let's solve a problem. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom. Thank you for having me.
And we're both Tom. Here's what we're going to do this
week.
We're
both Tom.
We're going to... Yeah, we're both Tom. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Something's gone wrong.
Tim, is this liquefying? Are you first trying this out with just seeing if you can turn two men into one?
Listen, it's going to work. Tom, we're going to solve a problem today. If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, there's been a new theme song on the scene.
Yes.
We used it last week. I totally forgot to give the dude credit who made it. His name's Joseph Hauk.
All right.
I don't know. It's how would you pronounce that?
Yeah, maybe Hauk or Hockey.
Yeah, Joey Hockey.
Yeah, and Joseph is spelled G-E-O-S-E-P-H.
So thank you for that. It was very nice of you to make. You wrote that song yourself, from what I understand. Anyway, Tom, we have a problem from a lady named Lauren.
Okay.
She says, "Dear Tim and Tom, I need your help in making friends." We get this a lot, Tom.
Yeah.
But guess what? We got answers for Lauren. "I've been working at my new job for almost 2 months. I know it takes time to get acclimated to a new environment." Are you paying attention or are you petting your dog?
I'm just trying to keep the dog from like freaking out more.
What's happening?
I don't know. I think it's you.
It's me?
Yeah.
I'm calmly reading an email from Lauren.
Tim, she doesn't even understand what email is. She thinks you're just making all this shit up.
I email with your dog all the time, Tom. You wouldn't believe the thing she says about you.
You wouldn't believe the letter she forwards me.
Yeah, there's some alarming forwards. I've been working at my new job for almost 2 months. I know it takes time to get acclimated to a new environment.
Nah, it shouldn't take more than 2 months, though.
But all the newbies who have come after me have seemingly been able to make friends with no problem. So people have, yeah. I think I'm a pretty cool gal, but I need time to get to know a person before I'm comfortable enough joking around with them. Unfortunately, my job doesn't lend me many opportunities to mingle with folks, and my cubicle is located far enough from the cacophony of the office floor that it makes it difficult to casually join my coworkers' conversations without making it look very obvious. I am an extroverted person, and I'm great at networking, but without many opportunities to flex my charismatic personality, I'm at a loss. I wish I could be the type of person who doesn't need to have friends at work. But since I spend at least 9 hours a day at this job, I should at least enjoy my time here. Tim and Tom, what should a troubled office worker What should a troubled office worker do to make friends in an isolated environment? Also, you can use my real name. Who knows? Maybe a coworker will hear this and take pity on me. Thanks, Lauren, the quiet Asian girl on the third floor with the big cubicle.
Maybe that's why people don't want to be friends with her. She's got the big cubicle.
Yeah, they're jealous. Yeah, or intimidated. Hmm. Here's the thing. Number one, she says she needs to get acclimated to somebody before she's comfortable joking around in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Start off razzing people. Neg them. They like it.
And tell them, oh, you like it.
Yeah, if they're like, hey, this is inappropriate for the workplace.
You like it.
Everybody likes it. Don't be a fucking wet blanket, Charles.
Yeah, curse a lot.
Curse it, too. That makes you seem cool like a pirate.
Pirates don't curse.
They also go like this, arr, a lot, and wear one earring.
Yeah.
Just do a whole pirate thing, I think.
It's horrible advice.
Number two, you say you're far away, so like it seems obvious, like if you're going to go mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Make it obvious. Be like, hey, I'm bored here at work. Yeah. I want to hang out. Be like, yeah, work sucks.
Yeah.
Right? Work's for losers. We're here to mingle, right? Don't tell the boss.
Yeah. Always tag your jokes with don't tell the boss.
Yeah.
People like that.
Especially when you're belittling people.
Yeah.
Or you got a fat face, Charles.
Don't tell the boss.
You better not tell the boss about this.
Better not tell the boss.
Tom, do you have any advice for Lauren? Laura? Lauren?
Lauren. I would say, maybe try and find a way to bring people to your cubicle.
Pizza Fridays.
Yeah, Pizza Fridays.
Lauren, it's so easy.
Get an oven at your desk.
Yeah. Oh, you make
your own pizza.
A brick oven.
Yeah.
Ooh, bring some. This is good because you could smuggle in a couple bricks a day.
Yeah.
Before you know, management will have no idea that you're building a pizza oven in there.
You remember that episode of Dennis the Menace where?
First of all, yes, of course.
Mr. Wilson was building one of those brick barbecues, and Dennis the Menace.
This is the Jay North,
yeah.
50s live action.
Yes.
Okay.
Dennis, he dropped a walkie-talkie in the fire in the barbecue, and then they thought he was stuck in there, and Mr. Wilson smashed open the whole barbecue. He's very mad.
How
when
big
he found
was
out.
This barbecue?
It was huge.
Or how small was this menace?
You've seen like the brick barbecues people make in their backyards. They're
yeah.
big. They're the size of a man.
Yeah.
One man, not 100 men turned into one.
You don't have to smash it to get a kid out of it. Like what part of a would be sealed?
Not sealed, but I think like hard to get out. Like it's got like a big chimney.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, Dennis shouldn't have done that. Lauren, don't do that if you want to make friends.
Tim, you could... Every episode of Dennis the Menace, you could say Dennis shouldn't have done that.
No, I feel like in that incarnation of Dennis the Menace, like most of the time he was just well-meaning. He wasn't really much of a menace.
Yeah.
He was just like a kid.
If you ask me, Mr. Wilson was more of the menace
yeah.
a lot of times.
Well, lucky for us all, he died.
Presumably, you don't know that.
Oh, in the show, he died. He was, in real life, the actor who played him died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they had to replace him with, his cousin or
yeah.
something. Who came
yeah, it was
to
a
live.
Weird thing. It was like, it's his cousin. He's still going to live with Mr. Wilson's wife, though.
And we'll call him Mr. Wilson, too. Should just, look, hey, not lucky for us. No, man's death is never a good thing.
Damn, also, he died in, like, the 50s.
Yeah, but still.
He was dead decades before you were born.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a real wet blanket, that guy. So anyway, Lauren, build a pizza oven, have Pizza Fridays, invite your coworkers there.
You won't have to invite them. The smell will invite them.
Yeah. And then when they get there, just, razz them.
Yeah.
And then,
haven't you had enough pizza, fatso? Don't tell the boss.
Yeah.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, you can email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. You can check out more about the show at a website called tcgte.com. You can follow us
It's not called that. It's called The Complete Guide to Everything, excellent homepage.
I wish. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Facebook's in the news. People are getting more into it than ever.
They love it.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me on those things at Your Pal Tim.
And if you want to support the show, support our sponsors, also check out tcgt.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping, and tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you can get fun things like bonus mini episodes every week, like our new Deception cast about ABC's hit new show Deception.
We should be clear that like that if somebody like joins Patreon this week or whatever, you will see that there's a Deception podcast up. Mm-hmm. We're not really going to, like, that's not going to be the only thing we do.
No.
So if you don't watch Deception, still listen to it because it has nothing to do with the show.
Well, if you don't watch Deception, start watching it, you knucklehead.
Tom, I have two plugs. Can I plug two
things?
Sure. Number one, we have a live show coming up in New York City. If you're listening to this, it's like a week away.
Yeah.
Or like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Shit, we gotta figure out what we're gonna do at this show.
Well, that's not a good advertisement for the show.
You yawning though. Is...
I'm just tired of this show.
No, we know exactly what we're gonna do. But there's only a handful of tickets left. tcgte.com/live. Seriously, if you want to go, you should drop everything right now.
It's less than 10 tickets.
Yeah. Go listen to this podcast called Harry Said Yes that I was on last week. No, Harry Says Yes.
Am I on the podcast?
No. Finally, I get to say a complete sentence without you either belittling me or changing the subject to the Justice League.
Well, it sounds very boring to listen to.
Those were my plugs, Tom.
Yeah, I don't have any plugs.
Maybe you'll have some things going for you at some point in your life.
Tim, what you have going for you is a live show I'm also going to be at, and then another podcast.
Yeah, a great podcast.
Yeah.
Were you on another podcast?
I've been on other podcasts without you.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
I have been.
I haven't heard any of them.
There, a lot of them are inappropriate for you to listen
really?
To.
Really? What kind of podcasts are they?
Erotic podcasts. Just
you
like
just
a
say
lot of,
sexy things?
Yeah, it's just like a, a lot of them are competitions, people trying out erotic each other.
Sounds pretty cool, actually.
All right, well.
Wait, hold on. Do you want to plug any of those?
Yeah, there's one. It's called the Great Erotic Competition Cast.
Wow, that is a wildly unimaginative name.
Well, Tim, they were the first, and if you ask me, they're still the best.
Hey, trailblazers.
And then another one's called Hot and Sexy.
Hot and Sexy.
Yep.
Is that a competition as well?
That one, yeah, it's also a competition. And you have to win by being hot and sexy, the erotic tale you're telling.
Okay. Now, how do they distinguish hot from sexy?
Tim. See, this is why I don't tell you about these shows, because that's a kind of stupid question.
This is how I'll never learn.
Yeah, and that's good. You know what? The community doesn't need somebody like you in it. The erotic community. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.